Our final performer is also from the West Coast. He's a ferocious accordionist from the town of Cheney, Washington. Please welcome 18-year-old Sammy Thomas. Sounds like a lot of Lady of Spain fans in the audience there. Joanne mentioned earlier that you just won the U.S. Nationals recently. Where was that, and when did that take place?
Yes, I did win that, and that was in July of Buffalo, New York.
Oh, wow.
And
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's kind of crazy. I'm here right now, and I go back home tomorrow night, and in 3 days, I got to go back to New Jersey in the Nationals there.
Oh,
there
nice.
Next week.
Now, after you won the U.S. Nationals up in Buffalo, you were invited to the Coupe Mondiale, the most prestigious international competition for the instrument. Where does that take place?
That takes place in a different place every year. This year, it's in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Last year when I went, it was in Norway. Yeah, that was some crazy competition because I played my first piece, my first big piece. It's like 8 minutes long. They didn't clap. So I was like, okay, I'll move on to my next piece.
And that's sort of nerve-wracking, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is nerve-wracking. So I moved on to my next big, huge, eight-minute-long concerto, and I played that, and they didn't clap. So I was like, okay, I'm, like, really tired. So I played my third concerto, and come to find out, they don't clap until you're done with your whole program.
Oh.
So I could have taken as much time as I needed in between songs.
Oh, so you were just rushing from one to the other to
yeah,
cover up for the fact that they weren't clapping for you.
There was like 10 seconds in between all of these concertos.
And such feeling of encouragement the whole time. You think, you know, they hate me.
Of course.
So did they give you some applause at the end?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't somebody tell you that this was, you know, they're just messing with your head?
They are messing with me. They're trying to make me get last place or something.
That's terrible. Now, Sammy, you play accordion music of many, many different styles, but there's one style you pretty much despise.
Polkas.
I
hate polkas. I know one polka, and that's just because my mom forced me to, and my teacher.
Well, listen, I'm totally with you on the polka phobia, really.
Yeah.
No polka requests, I promise. But what are you going to play for us to finish the show?
I am going to play a piece called Chopin's Nightmare. It's by a guy named Joe Spano. He was actually a friend of my teacher's. He died like really young in his 40s, and his pieces were never published, and it was all given to my teacher.
Wow.
So well, that's pretty cool.
It is a great, great piece and a great way to end the show. Stage is yours.
Well, before I go, I want to say hi to all my friends from Philbrick Elementary. So are you guys out there? Cool. So, here I go.
All right, Sammy. Can't wait to hear this. I want to thank all of our great young performers today and thank you all for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. And now, Sammy Thomas, you can take it from the top.